WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The 14-year-old suspect, the nation's latest mass shooting at a school outside Atlanta, was questioned last year about making violent threats against a different school. Georgia Bureau of Investigations Director Chris Hosey, however, says he was released.
The Jackson County Sheriff's Office identified and located Gray, who is our suspect in this case. They conducted an investigation at that time, and there was no probable cause for arrest or to take any additional law enforcement action.
The suspect will be tried as an adult. He's accused of killing four and wounding nine with an AR-style rifle. Department of Justice accusing Russians of attempting to sway the upcoming presidential election through right-wing influencers. Pope Francis joining the Grand Imam of Southeast Asia's largest mosque in a call for all faiths to work together for the common good. Prosecutors in Britain have decided to discontinue criminal proceedings against former Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein. This is ABC News. An Olympic athlete from Uganda has died at a hospital in Kenya. The long-distance runner severely burned in an attack by her partner. An Australian breakdancer, the one you might remember from the Summer Olympics performance, shall we say, he was a little controversial. She's now speaking out.
The breakdancer, whose real name is Rachel Gunn, failed to score a single point at the Games. She tells Australia's 10 News the criticism has been overwhelming.
Attacking my husband, attacking my crew, attacking the breaking and street dance community in Australia, my family. I got some mental health support pretty quickly, and I also went off social media. I went off the internet. It's also just hard to process it all, honestly.
She admits the worldwide attention caught her off guard.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. A heat wave today roasting people from Los Angeles to Seattle. Alerts issued for more than 65 million people in six western states. Phoenix, Arizona expected to hit 114 today. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Jeff Levering here. How are baseball and Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin alike? Pella manufactures all their own products. Baseball teams develop their own players in the minors. Pella tests every product thousands of times to ensure it stands the test of time. A baseball player's ultimate test is to get called up to the big leagues, hoping to play well enough to stay. Right now, Pella get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Certain restrictions apply. It ends September 30th. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The mayor of Waukesha is condemning a campaign ad that tries to link Senator Tammy Baldwin with the deaths of six people at the Waukesha Christmas Parade in 2021. Daryl Brooks Jr. was free on $1,000 bail at the time. Sean Riley says the claims in the ad are false and that they hurt the entire community. About 50,000 older people in Wisconsin can expect big savings on their prescriptions next year. Starting January 1st, out-of-pocket drug costs will be capped at $2,000 a year for people on Medicare Part D.
We have older Wisconsinites that are choosing either limiting their supply of their prescriptions, or they literally are taking resources that are used to pay for other essentials.
David Bowen is with AARP Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The NFL season begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Tonight, the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs kick off the season. Tomorrow night, it'll be the Green Bay Packers versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that the team's focus has been on their opponent and not the travel.
We're focused on Philadelphia. The circumstances are such, and if you draw your attention elsewhere, then I think you're doing yourself a disservice. So we're going to keep our focus on Philly. It's a really good football team, and they've shown a level of consistency over the last couple of years that's tough to deal with.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. tomorrow night. For the third time in four games, the Milwaukee Brewers had to play a game in extra innings, and in all three of those games, including last night, the Brewers lost. The St. Louis Cardinals took the game in 10 innings with a 3-2 win. The Brewers are off today before playing a three-game home series against Colorado this weekend. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy this morning with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, 77. Tonight, showers 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Fall-like, 63. Sunny Saturday, 63 by Sunday, partly cloudy with a high back to 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we do our popcorn pick of the week with Laughing Mountain Popcorn. Greg Badney talks this weekend's Sputnik Fest, and Ian O'Connor discusses his new book about Aaron Rodgers.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a great-looking Thursday, great-looking forecast, and we've got something great to look forward to coming up in a few weeks.
Oh, man.
We've got Jeff Mitchell here talking about Old Fashioned Fest. Jeff, you kind of wear two hats a little bit. Tell about your career here.
Yeah, so I'm the president of the Green Bay Gamblers hockey team, and then I'm also the president of Blue Green Events. And what Blue Green Events is, we put on shows like Old Fashioned Fest and Craftoberfest, the RV and camping show, the boat show, etc., really utilizing that Rush Expo. And what we're talking about today is Old Fashioned Fest, which kind of the genesis of this event really is just the love affair that Wisconsin, especially Northeast Wisconsin, has with the Old Fashioned.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously we have some great partners with Badger Liquor. And together we put together this event. Got the first time around was in April. We had about 12 bars participate, and the event sold out like in 10, 15 minutes. And we like, well, let's bring it back for a fall edition. And again, we got 13 bars this time around. And the feedback we received from people who not only participated, but also the bars who are all local was fantastic. And again, we're really excited about this event.
So tell me about the event. Like, how does that work? It's an old-fashioned fest. You got 13 bars participating, promoting their own.
So what it is this all takes place in the Nicolet Bank upper level of the Rush Expo. So beautiful backdrop with Lambeau Field. If you haven't been in the expo, it's kind of a nice little horseshoe type pattern. The bars each get a booth. They're in a horseshoe, and you basically go bar to bar at the expo. Each bar will make a Wisconsin traditional old fashioned, which is either brandy or bourbon, and then the sweet, sour, or press, whichever they decide. And then the other old fashioned they make is really cool and allows them to kind of use their mixology skills. It's a new old fashioned. So we have, you know, people who do vodka, people who do gin, they do tequila, mezcal.
Really?
We actually had one of the bars ask us, can I light something on fire? We're like, well, let us check the code on that.
Yeah, that is very cool. They do that at the Northland. You know,
yeah. When,
you know, that's just fun to watch. I mean, everybody gathers around, the guy, you know, lights the fire, and what's that called? Is that burnt old? Is that...
They light it. Smoked, I think they put it in that globe, and then the smoke.
That's
what
it is. It's a smoke old fashioned. Anyway. That's cool. All right. So people.
Jim, I do that with my Busch Light. I crack it and put a globe over it.
I did that with some guys when I was in Mexico. We were doing the IXX trip, and I ran into some guys they're all from Canada, all hockey players from Canada. It was their bachelor party. And I just hooked up because we spoke the same language, you know.
You got me.
Yeah. And they were drinking some kind of shots that they'd light on fire. And they're, you got to do this with us. You got to do these with us. And same thing. And that's the time I tried finding my way back to my hotel room.
Oh, yeah.
And I knocked on the door, and a guy goes, who's there? I'm like, what are you doing in my room? And he opens the door and says, you got the wrong room, buddy. So I walked all the way back through like the jungle. Look at the map. Go back. Same guy. Who's there? Ended up sleeping on a bench.
Yeah, sleeping in the lobby.
Yes.
First one of the continental breakfast in the morning.
As the people were going to breakfast, I'm sleeping on the bench.
The old-fashioned fest that's taking place, what is it, 21st?
Yeah, September 21st, right. Which is Saturday, 6 to 9.
Tickets are available now. Do people vote, or how does that work?
Yeah,
is there a prize?
So what we do is...
Who can stand after 26 old fashions?
Yeah, and again, you know, it's an event. It's not a turn and burn type event,
right,
where people are just power drinking. You know, these people are like...
Connoisseurs, right?
They're connoisseurs testing. Of it. They like, you know, the old fashioned, just this iconic
And there's
drink.
So many varieties. I mean, right. The options are, you were saying, limitless how you can make an old fashioned.
Jim, so if when you guys come, when you enter, you get 3 poker chips. And you walk around, and like we have a bourbon street, so the bars that are going to do a bourbon will be on one side, that's brandy cool. will be on the other. And you go and test, and the drink that you like best, you vote with your poker chip by putting it in a glass fishbowl at that booth.
Oh.
So it would be labeled Bourbon, Wisconsin. Okay, I like that one the best. And then we add up with the poker chips. Whoever has the most gets the best in glass award at the end of the night.
Fine. We were talking beforehand. What is brandy the most prevalent over whiskey in Wisconsin?
You know, being not a native of Wisconsin, I can tell you, like, our bars are split 50-50. So out of the 13th, I think we're at 7 brandy, 6 bourbon.
Oh, wow.
So I think it's I think it's what you like.
And then sweet, sour, press.
I mean, those are all things that's really the decision of the bar. But
okay.
I think if you like old fashions, you probably have your go-to, right?
Right. And, we were talking, Bloody Marys have kind of gotten away on, it's almost a carny drink. They put chickens and hot dogs. Yeah. But the garnish for old fashions has got to be a little bit of the presentation.
Yeah, cherry, orange, I mean, syrups. You know, these bars have their own bitters that they're doing.
Like, and
it's crazy. Yeah, they model it.
Yeah, I know. That's cool.
It's an art. It's really an art.
We were talking earlier. One of our guys brought us some brandy with honey. It's honey infused.
Okay.
And he said, that's really good now for old fashions. Have you heard that?
I haven't. And again, like, I got to be honest. Like, I'm not a big old fashioned guy.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a, you know.
What? Tell us about, are you a beer guy? That was a good festival you had at, I know you're here to talk about the old fashioned, but talk about some of the other things that you do.
So we do Craftoberfest, which will be October 5th, and we've been doing that for probably 10, 11 years.
That's coming up.
And again, you have over, you know, 50 or 40 type craft beers from all over the state, you know, a lot of locals.
Well, that's the problem. Like, I always tell people this, I'll taste something that I really like, and I can never remember if I go back.
Yeah, you got to write it down.
To try to find that again.
It's like a romance novel. It's got like all these different things.
Yeah.
Oh, this beer's got nuts from Idaho.
Exactly. Exactly. Can you name the bars that are taking part?
Yeah. So the cool thing about Old Fashioned Fest too is all these bars are local with Northeast Wisconsin. We provide the spirits for the bar. We provide the booth all free of charge to them. Our goal really is, you know, not only is for them to really showcase not only their skills, but also bring some ROI to their location. So that's the cool thing, too. Like, hey, when you go there, you know, these bars are, like, really showcasing who they are and, you know, promoting what
Absolutely.
They are. But here's kind of our roster. We have Z54, which is down in the valley. Great little spot. White Dog, which is right here on Broadway. She's got an unbelievable place. The Turn.
You go there, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I like that place
White
a
Dog's
lot.
A,
I mean,
White
it's,
Dog's
I work over on
the... Oh, this is what Michael texted. Wisconsin drinks more brandy than the rest of the U.S. combined.
Perfect.
Wow.
Listen to him. Perfect. Most people say, wow. You're like, perfect. Gee, what's your business?
We got customers.
So that White Dog is I don't want to say homemade, but it's just very unique to
it's
that
awesome.
District. It's just a very cool spot. And like I said, I work over at the homeless shelter, so I walk down there a lot.
Yeah, anyway. Tiana Burton is the proprietor there and does a great job.
Yeah.
The Turn, the Legacy Hotel, which is new, Tavern.
You know what? We've had the Legacy on here. Okay. The guy who...
They're mixologists.
The mixologist is from Michigan, isn't he?
Stevenson.
Okay.
And he came in here. He actually made... Old fashioned, right where you're
I
sitting.
I knew we had
that was
some
like
in
a,
here once.
That was like
that's
a year ago.
Was.
That was over a year ago. He was
that's
here.
That's who it was.
He, like, I don't know if that's a legit term. He's not a bartender. He's a mixologist.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and it was unbelievable what he brought in. And I think he did a little of that smoke thing, too. Or he talked about it. We may have let him do it in here. But anyway, that's... he's going to be, so Legacy is there.
Yeah, so they were there in April, and his old fashioned was like, it had a marshmallow in it. I think it was like a campfire type thing. It was really cool. Tavern in the Sky, which is on top of the Lodge Kohler. Sturgeon Spirits, which is down in Oshkosh. They distill their own spirits, which is cool. Paradise North Distillery. The OC. Lost Key Tap. Lost Key Tap's great. He's down in Wrightstown, right on the river.
Now, let me back up to the OC. Where?
It's the old Fratello's.
Okay, all right.
By the Alamo.
I know where it is. I know where it is. Okay, I knew that. I've been there. Okay.
Iron Duck, which is very popular.
What? Everybody goes there except me and Johnny.
Last two basketball coaches for UW Green Bay, the first time we've talked to them.
We always ask them, what's your favorite restaurant?
And Sonny?
Sonny. Iron Duck. We're like, where's that? Oh, right on, you know, on line, whatever.
The other night, had him at the football game. The new coach, Gottlieb, came up to the booth. I interviewed him at halftime. So if you ever found, you know, a good place, oh, man, a place called the Iron Duck.
We're like,
it's like, how did this happen? Two guys for two places, like I said, we've never been to.
Yeah, I got to get there. I mean, I've been to most of the places you're mentioning, but I got to get there.
Caleb Suda is the provider there. I know Brennan Bruss, who's the president of PMI. That's his go-to, but the Iron Duck's great.
Okay. All right.
Chives, again. Oh, Chives, award-winning restaurant.
Yeah.
Bay Area Burger, which is a new restaurant, I believe, right downtown. He's been here. And then 1919 Kitchen and Tap.
Awesome.
Awesome.
That's Lambo.
Fantastic. That's,
wow, you got some great places that obviously serve good old fashions, but they also offer a plethora of other things too, right?
Oh,
you
absolutely.
That's some awesome food at those places you're mentioning. So,
and that's point too, along with their skills, we're like, hey, showcase your menu, do this. And then our chef, Chef Nicole, has a great spread of food. We also have a couple groups coming in to sample. Door County Coffee does like an old fashioned brew. They'll be there. Old Smoky, which is blowing up.
It's huge.
J. Henry, which is a Wisconsin-based whiskey, and then Castle and Key. So people can sample those too. So again, you're getting gamut.
I mean, we've talked about this a little bit. Like some of the places you go with the bourbon, you could have an old fashioned that you're putting in, you know, $100 a shot bourbon in some of these if somebody wants to get real serious, right?
Yeah, you're not.
If they wanted to.
You're not drinking Kessler's.
Things have changed.
This isn't breaking into granddaddy's old medicine chest, John.
Wow.
Yeah. That's amazing.
This is high-end stuff. And we have Maker's Mark and Copper and Kings are like the two. Those are the two ones for the
high level, but still not crazy expensive.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, you're talking Casamigos, you know, Paradise North and Sturgeon Spirits. Those are really high-end distilleries that they're bringing down.
So, I would imagine there's any, was it Van Winkle's? Isn't Van Winkle's crazy?
No, Pappy. Stuff's hard to get. Yeah. And again. But
that's basically a collector's item now, isn't it? I mean, if somebody has the bottle, do they really open it?
Well, yeah, and you're not on a fixed income if you're drinking
right,
Pappy.
Exactly.
Maybe
yeah.
Herb Kohler, I think, might have maybe that's what he puts on his cereal.
Yeah, we auctioned one off at a golf tournament. I want to say $1,400 it went for. I think it was Pappy 5 or something like that. One of those. I mean, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, that is. That's
but part
crazy.
Of their thing is they've done a great job at not allowing too many bottles to be available.
You know, what's cool about this old fashioned, like this is a draw to Wisconsin. I don't say it's a badge of.
But it's ours.
It's ours.
Yeah.
And like you said, we drink more old fashions than a whole 49 other states combined.
And like we were talking earlier, that's the one drink. I know you're not an old fashioned guy, but that's the one drink you can drink with your meal.
People will, in the middle of the meal, they'll order another old fashioned. Like, I don't, you know, I'm drinking anymore, but when I did, it was always.
But you don't even think about it.
I didn't even get to the meal, was my
problem.
But
again, you wouldn't order a 7-7 or a Kessler's and whatever.
During your meal.
During your meal.
Before or sometimes after. Yeah. But anyway. This is cool.
Stick around.
All right. Yep. We're going to talk a little bit more about some other events that you do. And what's the name of your company again? I know you're PMI, but.
Blue Green Events, which is a branch of the PMI Entertainment
Group. Blue Green. You got to tell me how you came up with that. Okay.
Quick break. Back. Right after.
You think it'd be green and gold.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access
access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show. Allball Show. Allball Show. Allball Show.
Might of the Mariner, a great looking Thursday here in downtown Green Bay. 57 in Green Bay, 58 in Hampton, 57 in Oshkosh. Jeff Mitchell joining us. Old Fashioned Fest. Jeff, you said that last time tickets like just
blew out, yeah.
Blew out, what, 10, 15 minutes?
It's like a Morgan Wallen show. Boom.
When do you and how do you make them available?
Well, they're available right now. You can get them. You can get them at the Rec Center box office, which is open daily at 10 a.m. You can also go online to TicketStarOnline.com. Tickets are $95. It is a 21 years of age and older event.
Good idea.
And if you want to be the DD, it's 35. So it's, you know, we said 13 bars.
Wait a minute, say that again?
Well, what do you get for the 35?
You're the DD.
You're the driver?
Yeah.
So designated. You don't drink? You just come and hang out?
Just hang out. You get music, you get the food.
Oh, there's music and food. Okay.
Music and food.
We could do this, and you could be the DD.
There you go. Cheat, Jim. Just go on the DD and then make your way. I'm only gonna have eight samples.
No, those days are over,
but,
man.
You know, like, we were talking, what's cool about Old Fashioned Fest, too, and, you know, Wisconsin, we talk about just who we are, and you know, obviously, alcohol to some degree is a little bit of who we are. You know, the stats don't lie. But I think with the draft, one of the cool things that people are going to realize is they're going to discover Old Fashions and supper clubs and fish fries. And, you know, it's our community. And I think it brings people together, like much like the Packers. But, you know, not being from the area, and my wife and I now have been here for a couple decades, it's just a wonderful place to live. And I think it's because of events like this and the people. And, you know, you say Old Fashioned, you think Wisconsin. And that's something, too. Like, I'm proud of that. Like, it's just an awesome thing to have. And I think a lot of people, when they come to the draft, they're going to realize that, hey, the fish fries, the supper clubs, this is pretty cool.
What does Minnesota have?
Lakes.
That's it.
You guys got
Lutefisk.
Lutefisk, that's right.
You guys got, yeah, I think that's.
Yeah, but I can't think of it like a
wild rice soup.
Yeah, I mean, Minnesota doesn't really have a thing to hang their hat on, do they?
Losing.
Like this.
The Minnesota Vikings. Oh, despair.
Love it.
Despair.
Despair and heartbreak.
Yes.
Life of a Vikings fan.
You guys came very high on places for people to retire was Minneapolis, which is, you guys, I love your herd.
Yeah, Twin Cities is great.
That they've got it, and it's clean, and it's high speed rail. Not high, but I just love that city. I think you guys did a really good job.
I lived in the northernmost part of Minnesota. Okay. I don't think anybody's going to retire there up in the Iron Range.
Oh yeah, where was that?
Virginia.
Ooh,
you know Virginia.
Virginia, Minnesota, right by Grand Rapids, just north of Duluth. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's up there.
Hibbing.
Yeah.
Oh boy,
that area. Yeah. No.
Hey, again, you coach. Oh, you own the team.
I'm the president of the
hockey
team.
You're the president of the hockey team.
The team's owned by the PMI Entertainment Group.
Okay.
And basically, I just oversee see the Green Bay Gamblers as their president.
And then I want to talk about your company name. Your division name is White and
Blue Green Events.
What? Tell me.
No idea.
You would have gotten through the entire color spectrum before you got that right.
Yeah, I would have.
White, blue, green, gringle.
But Blue Green, that's the name of your division.
Yep. So Blue Green Events is why it's called Blue Green. You know, I could ask Amy who you know spearheads our Blue Green division, but I have Jim. I have no idea why they.
Well,
call
just
Blue Green.
Yeah. I'm always curious.
We got to say something about the Gamblers that we're talking to.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I mean, Granato, you said lost his job in Buffalo this year, but I'll tell you what, two of the most recent coaches are doing great. I mean, Wings almost made the playoffs last year. I think they missed it by a game.
Yeah, Derek Lalonde knew he had a great year, and you know. Coop's going to be a Hall of Fame coach.
Unbelievable.
He's
going to
be in the Hall, and he just got named head coach of Team Canada for the Olympics. John's won 2 Stanley Cups. And, you know, it's really something we're proud of.
And they were just Green Bay guys coming in the mornings and talking hockey.
Started here.
I remember when, which one was it, when Coop, I don't think it was a Stanley Cup, but when they won the Clark Cup or one of the cups, yeah. and he had the Twins, everybody gets it for a day. He gave him a bath in the cup and the trophy.
Yeah, his daughters actually were, wow. So when we hired John in 2008, he had the Twins. They were born. And then in 10, when we won it, his son, John Jr. was
born. Oh, that's
born,
what it is then.
And he went to the hospital the day after we won it. So,
wow.
Yeah.
You know, and Coop obviously is just, you know, you'll see him. He's on the panel with NBC for their national broadcast. Yeah. He's just an unreal guy. He knows, he's kept in touch with our group, and he really appreciates, you know, where it all started in Green Bay. And same with Derek. You know, I just saw Derek this summer, and those guys are really proud to have gambler roots. And, you know, we're proud to be a small part
absolutely.
Of their book.
Yeah, that's cool. So this, I wrote it down, Blue and Green events. What are some of the other things you do? So you're doing that Oktoberfest, which is, that's a very cool event.
Yeah, so Craftoberfest is October 5th, again, staple. Then we do Breakfast with the Grinch in December. Then we do the RV and camping show.
That's big.
We do the boat show. We do a winter wedding show, a home and lifestyles pet expo. And then the other event we started 2 years ago is called Meat Fest. And the 2 years we've done Meat Fest, extremely popular. Meat Fest is kind of a combo of food and booze and just the Wisconsin lifestyle and everything. That
yeah, but you guys, I got to be honest, you guys are being upstaged by something that's going to be going on in Manitowoc that Jim is so excited about at the museum down there.
Not upstage.
What is it?
The place setting exhibit.
The place setting exhibit.
The place setting exhibit. He is so big into linens, the proper linens, and the proper place setting. And the guy here from the Rohr Museum, they've got Sputnik Fest coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
But he mentioned that to Jim. Jim almost fell out of his chair. What is that one? What is that? What is
I'm going to go. I am going to go to that.
Jim, do you have 12 pillows on your bed?
It's 12, but it's, there's more than. Yeah, that is. You get used to that. I love to entertain.
Sure.
And I just think there's things you can do that don't cost a lot that really make it look kind of cool. So, I got recipes from the guy from Legacy for my last Christmas party on what to make. Where, you know, because there's like two or three like really cool drinks that he said, I'll come and do it. I said, that'd be great. He goes, $200. I'm like, just send me the recipe.
Jim, I think your next party, bring back the fondue pot.
Yes.
And do Harvey Wallbangers. Remember the big Galliano bottle?
Oh, absolutely. Harvey Wall. That's.
I haven't heard the term Harvey Wallbanger right, in 25 years.
Neither. I was just going to say that's a little bit of a.
Do a retro party.
Okay.
You can hear that. The wheels turning.
I know, right?
I'd have to think.
I will.
Yeah,
my consulting fee is zero.
You just need to be invited. Yeah, that's cool. Some of the stuff you're offering, and we talk about, you know, Greater Green Bay or the
it's a lot of fun stuff going on.
And we just talk about, you know, it's no question that we're one of the top 20 cities to live in. And we talk about it's affordable, right? I think your money goes. But, boy, the amenity, we check the box on safety, but we on amenities, too. And people talk about the Packers. Yeah, they're there, and it's great. But there's so much more besides the Packers here.
You know, just think.
This is even before I said anything. Michael Donner says, is there a linen show? Jim could be Grand Marshal.
Okay, Michael. All right.
But you think of the events the Resch Center has brought in, just with the concerts, the national acts.
Right.
You know, we got the draft. You got Whammo Darts. We just announced that big YMCA event. You know, we have the Logging Congress going on right now. I mean, Green Bay is a destination. You know, we were able to get the USHL Combines. The USHL is the league the Green Bay Gamblers play in. So the Combines are like, birth dates or younger kids, and I know we're having time, but you know, we had over 1,000 kids from all over North America come here. It's a destination. People want to come to Green
Bay.
They
do. And Jeff, I can tell you, when you had the jugglers here, Johnny and I, you know, you look out the window here, they walk right by with their, you know,
they were cool.
That was fun. That was a great event you guys brought in.
Well, I'll tell you what, thanks very much for being here, Jeff.
Oh, my pleasure.
Old Fashioned Fest, we'll talk more about that coming up here, but also love to have you involved with, get some of your gambler guys or coaches or somebody on.
Thank you for the time, guys.
Absolutely. Right. Great having you here. All right, we got to start a quick break. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage, is here. Pari Apostokolokas from NBC 26. Pat and Amy from Oshkosh. Back up.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I don't have to tell any Wisconsin farmer we are in tough shape as far as profitability for corn and soybean prices going into the harvest. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Some new forecasts are out that show in 2025 that situation may not change, but there might be a little brighter spot for dairy. That's the word from Dr. Pat Westhoff. He is the director of the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri. He said given current consumption levels, dairy might be seeing a better 2025.
If feed costs come down, that may indeed be able to get people back to a break-even or maybe slight profits for the most efficient producers. But we're not talking about high levels of profitability in the dairy industry anytime soon. We'll continue to have contraction of the herds that are higher cost producers and continued concentration industry in the years ahead. Dairy, like almost any other major commodity, is very reliant on international markets these days. So changes in production in New Zealand and Australia and changes in demand from China and other countries can swing those prices around dramatically from one year to the next, as we've seen.
Dr. Pat Westhoff, he is the director of the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri. He said one area that still shocks him is beef. He said while prices continue to escalate, consumers don't look like they're going to quit buying beef anytime soon. Markets in overnight electronic trade as we get started on a Thursday again. More red ink on the way. Numbers are up next.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus two proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments from Bayer. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
Yesterday, barrel cheese dropped a penny to $2.25. 40-pound block cheese was up a penny and a half at $2.23, and AA butter dropped a half to $3.14¾ per pound. The October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 22 cents right now at $22.78 a hundredweight. Corn, beans, and wheat all lower on this morning's trade. Just a quick market snapshot for you. I'm Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy this morning with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, 77. Tonight, showers, 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Fall-like, 63. Sunny Saturday, 63 by Sunday, partly cloudy, with a high back to 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff and a peer available 24 hours a day and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
No, 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 no.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor. Here is great having Jeff Mitchell, president of the Green Bay Gamblers, talk about Old Fashioned Fest, which sounds like a great, great time. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Do you have Pella? No? Well, let's talk to somebody who does.
I do. Mm-hmm. I do, and a lot of my neighbors do, and a lot of my friends do, and my co-host is going to be getting Pella,
yes.
Right? You just ordered it.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's good stuff. And, you know, we talk about, and we're going to be talking about housing and how expensive it is, but that there may be some movement on interest rates. Kristen's going to be here in just a second. But if you're going to do something for your house, whether you're selling it or not, I mean, windows and doors, that's the way to go. Pella talks about how, I mean, my God, what they offer for front front doors is unbelievable. Different designs, different, you know, and that's your welcome mat.
And we had that thing about a week or two ago when we talked with Ben and Deanna about, was it ROI?
Yes, your return on your investment.
Where the windows and doors are the best.
It's the best investment you can make. So, yeah, Pella does that. And what's cool about them, and you know, you had this done when you were looking at upgrading some stuff at your house. You know, they come in with the, what's that called? A tablet. And they can show you different designs. It's like, wow, that would look awesome in my house. And then they got great financing. So, yeah, we did that. It you know, again, it's not the cheapest thing you're going to do in your house, but it's the best return on your investment. So sometimes you got to do it over 3 years. You know, we'll do, you know, five windows this year, five windows next year.
And they get a special deal, $18 per window, $81 per door per month.
Yeah, that
ends at the end of the month.
I mean,
take advantage.
Spend that on dinner.
And now we're talking to somebody here who is all about making sure houses look as good as humanly possible, right?
Try to.
We're with Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Yes. What is going
good
on?
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
Your coffee smells really good. Where is that from?
Where's that?
My house.
Oh, okay.
Really? All right. Next time.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I'll bring a whole pot next time.
How about some appreciation? How about some appreciation? Give her a round of applause.
Okay.
It's a running joke Jim and I have.
It is. It's
at a thing. You ever go to tour groups on Hawaii
ago,
or someplace?
30 years ago.
Oh, gosh.
And the girl gets up, you know, Trian, you know, I hope you.
We're in Europe. We took a great tour of London.
Yes.
And it was a long tour, like, I don't know, probably 3 hours.
Sure.
You know, and the lady who gave the tour was working hard, and there was, I don't know how many people are on a bus, 40 or 50, and this guy was sitting in, like, the second row. And the lady got done with the tour, and, you know, again, it was just 30 years ago. And she said, you know, I just really appreciate your attention. You've been just a great group to be with, and I just would appreciate anything that you could do.
To show your appreciation.
To show your appreciation, anything you can do. And, right, and this guy stood up and goes, let's give her a round of applause. And the whole bus clapped.
Tip.
And he was, like, totally serious. He was trying to be, like, a really respectful guy.
Yes.
And we all clapped and walked out. She didn't get a nickel. And I felt
so
really
bad. So that's our new go-to.
I just put
let's
my hand
give her
up
a round of
applause.
Applause.
Exactly. And so,
not
yeah.
a round of applause.
Yeah,
I'd
really like to show your appreciation. And he goes, well, let's give her a round of applause. And man, I laughed. I still laugh about that. That's 30
I can be driving along in my car and I think of that.
Because he was just had his heart in the right spot. He wanted to say
just
thank
didn't
you.
Right
but
over
he
his head. Just
didn't
catch
connect
that.
With the dollars.
Nope.
God, that was funny.
That is
anyway.
Wonderful. So what's going on? Kristen, talk to us.
Oh, you know, just this wonderful housing market that we're in. So it is, you know, you guys, it is good. We are seeing some really good movement on rates. They're very slowly coming down, but they are going in the right direction, right? So we're really excited about that. One of the big things that the big talk of this month is the Federal Reserve is going to drop rates. And one of the things I want to caution about on that is because they started talking about dropping them 0.25% probably a month or so ago.
Okay.
And I believe from what we saw in the little rate drop then, it's already baked in. So I don't know that we're going to see another big drop. Now, if the jobs report comes out and they decide to go to a 0.5%, we might see another slight reduction.
Okay.
My little fear, though, is, and the thing that people aren't talking about is if they don't go to a 0.5%, they already gave us 0.25%, will they start to creep back up? So my point of that is just because you see a lot of marketing going down, 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 just be aware that it's probably going to be a little bit of a roller coaster here for a little while till the markets really figure out what's going on.
So what is it about right now? What should people factor in for an interest rate? 6?
You know, here's the big thing, and it's a little bit, I jokingly, but on, you know, it's real, it's kind of like ripping the Band-Aid again because it's a twofold. Now, for 21 out of the 23 years of my career, the rate was the rate, regardless if you were buying, selling, not really selling, but buying, refinancing, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. Now, it depends on, so when you call a lender and you're like, what's your interest rate today? My question is, are you a first-time home buyer? Are you not? What's your income? Because is there an income threshold that might get you a lower interest rate? Are you refinancing? Are you not? Because every one of those rates is different now.
Okay.
So there's not one across the board, right? So, you know, we're up against all the time. And for instance, I met with a couple yesterday. They're great, great, great people. We were meeting to determine when the right time for them to refinance is. Mm-hmm. They were like, well, I went on my bank website and I saw 5.5 on a 15-year. So I'm like, okay. So mm-hmm. we go online, we pull it up, and it's a really small button, but you have to click on what says assumptions. So the bank's assuming. So you click on that, and it tells you the loan amount. And, oh, yeah, by the way, this is a purchase, not a refinance. So that rate was not available to him on a refinance.
Well, bait and switch type thing, huh?
Yeah, so you got to be very careful for the small print right now.
Yeah. 50% down.
50% down.
Yeah, right. Well, that's cool that you know all that. Yep. So people, yeah, you don't want people to think something and then get in there. It's like, oh, this isn't what we thought.
But at least that's a sign that people still want to buy. They want to refund.
Yes, they do.
You know what I mean? It's like you could almost see where the country would be so discouraged, mm-hmm. you know, from what, but people really want to make this work, it seems like, right?
Yeah, I still talk to people every day who are like, I can't take this rent anymore. It just keeps going up and up and up. I want to buy. So there is really still a demand. As long as rent stays up, the housing demand will stay up.
Yeah. And that's still cool that that's the American dream. You know,
absolutely.
Own a home, put the nail in the wall, nobody's going to complain.
Call it mine. Right. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
I mean, I think everybody, remembers buying a house and just sitting down saying this, you know, it's kind of the bank's house a little bit, but it's...
But you know, one of the things is to, when you do own a house like that, you feel that, and it's like the old thing where we're talking about that book I read that day, the guy that wrote Swim with the Sharks 30 mm-hmm. years ago, and he told his kids, here's a couple of rules of advice. Number one, buy a car that runs well and whatever, but no glitz, no flash. Don't pay for that because it's going to be worth less every time you get in that car. And you buy a house that's in good shape and whatever, every single day you wake up, that house is worth more than it was the day before.
Yeah. Correct.
I mean, that's the bottom line. I might be oversimplifying it, but there's still that dream
of the appreciating asset versus the depreciating asset.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Real estate, you know, and just over time has won most of the races. So
absolutely. Really, now, are you worried at all with, and I don't even want to talk election because that's a whole different animal and whatever.
Yeah.
But are you worried that some people, younger people especially, because there just aren't a lot of starter homes mm-hmm. out there. Are you worried about them? What are they going to do? Because if you're paying a lot of money for rent, you're not socking it away. You know, if you're living with mom or something, or, you know, if your daughter's moved back and lived in the upstairs of the garage or something.
It
didn't
happen, but
But, I mean, they're at least saving money that way. But if you're paying some of these rents and you're just working like, it's tough to save a bunch.
It's very hard.
If your income is going 35% is going to housing and it's rent, you're not building equity.
No.
And that's so kids.
And you're hardly being able to save anything on top of it.
That's what I mean.
That's what he's saying.
Exactly.
So just it's a stalemate.
Right. Yes. So whereas, you know, a house payment is kind of for savings because you're building equity, whereas rent is not. And that scares me that, you know, after you rent for 3-4 years, how much do you have saved up?
Yeah, probably not much. We don't see, we see one of two people right now. They're either coming out of the housing industry selling with a lot of equity and then putting that towards their next house. Mm-hmm. Or we've got a lot of people who have been, like, just like you said, renting for so long that they don't have a lot of savings built up. So they need those grants or they need down payment assistance and things like that.
And that's where you guys have to get creative, I'll bet, huh?
Right. And so one of the things that's being, you know, just to tie in some of the election stuff, right?
Sure.
Is it's a hot topic right now with housing. Then it comes into, where's the big grant? Who's going to give me more money to buy a house, right? And so we were just talking about this past weekend. One of them is, you know, whether it be $15,000, $25,000, it sounds amazing to the first-time home buyer, like the candidate's going to come in and they're going to give me all this money and I'm going to be able to buy a house. But remember, the twofold side of that is, excuse me, if they come in and give me $25,000. One, am I going to be 1099'd on that?
Right.
Can I pay taxes on it? Two, if I'm not and it's truly just a grant, great, that's awesome. But with a lack of inventory, Now that just drives the selling prices up and up. So all you're doing is taking that $25,000 grant, putting it into sellers' pockets. So you're just going to end up paying more and more. So there's a very good side of it, but there's also the other side of it. And I just want people to look at both sides and educate themselves on what that looks like. Because if they have to, you know, they did that years ago with the $7,500 grant.
Yeah.
But what they forgot to tell people was, oh, by the way, we're going to tax you on that at the end of the year. And then people who thought they were getting tax returns no longer got tax returns.
Yeah, I'll take the $1099. I mean, you're right about those are the right two things, but I think it's just going to drive the price up $25,000.
And that's exactly it.
I mean, that's capitalism.
Exactly.
Well, another thing, though, too, like, and Jim talked about this with his family or whatever, like when I grew up, it was like, you know, your dad and mom saved and saved and saved for all the kids. And when they were gone, you know, whatever, whatever. And it seems like the better way to do it these days is tell the kids, hey, you want me to give this to you while I'm still here?
We've had more parents in the last 4 to 5 years step up and say, instead of giving it to you when I'm gone,
yeah,
I want you to, you know, I'll gift you the down payment, or I'll gift you the 20 grand now, or the 10 grand now, or whatever, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 to get through closing costs, whatever it is. We've had more parents step up and help that way than I've ever seen.
And you can both enjoy it then.
Yep. Absolutely.
Because you want to see your kids happy.
Yeah.
And to do that. And there's people who will help you on how much you can give.
Right.
And there's tax things that you have to think about, because you're right. You don't want 1099 your kid either, you know?
Yeah.
But there's.
And if you go to assisted living down the road, they're going to take every dime you have anyway.
Yep.
Every dime.
Every dime.
Every dime.
They do.
Yes, they do.
So that yeah, you're the mortgage person here, but, you know, yeah, that whole tax planning is all important. But, you know, I just, you know, like, I would never tell someone how to raise kids or something. But if you're going to think of giving your kid 10 grand, I'd give it to them now. I would. If they're going to use it for the right thing.
You know, yeah, right?
Just nose.
Yeah.
Don't hire Van Halen. That's always a running joke with my husband.
Don't
and
what?
I, like, if you ever get like 10 grand,
yeah,
it's like, oh, all right, we're going to hire Van Halen. It's a movie joke. But no, you want them to spend it the wise way, which is typically that, you know, I've talked to more parents in the last couple of years. I've been like, don't tell my kid this, but I'll just help him with whatever they need.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
You know, just
but
whatever
you have
it
to.
Is, let them know.
I mean, otherwise it's so frustrating
it
for
is.
Them.
It and is.
You don't want to see your kid spending $2,000 a month on rent. When
exactly.
They could be spending $2,200
and that's a lot of it. Like, a lot of these parents are like, my kid is working hard.
Right.
They're doing well. And they just can't get ahead because the cost of everything is just so high.
Right.
So
let me ask you this. Why? You're going to get NWTC turning out some really well-trained carpenter-type kids and builders and all these things. Why aren't people building starter homes?
It's a couple different things. One, the cost of labor.
Okay.
Because you can't just general contract most times by yourself anymore.
Oh.
So you have to get a builder. You have to have a GC. The other part is, for the builders, it's the cost of developing the land. So then they have to push that through to the client. So there's a lot of builders out there that want to build really affordable housing.
Right.
It's just getting to that bottom line is so difficult that they can't. You're going to start to see, I already have started to see more two stories going up because it's less expensive to build up than it is out.
Right, right,
so you
right.
do see
the foundation and
the
everything.
Return of the two story coming back.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. That interesting stuff.
To add to that, I'd have to say, there's always holdups in building, too. The timeline is never set.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No question about it.
Municipalities have to be a little bit more flexible, too.
I don't disagree with you.
There's a lot of pushback. You read about that. But
a lot of red tape.
They also have to have some integrity to the neighborhood as well. I mean, you don't want certain things in certain neighborhoods. I mean, but we all got to work harder on getting starter homes built.
I agree. Correct. I really do. I think the government needs to step in somehow and, you know,
if not
do
through,
something to help
I don't
this.
Know about the money, but about the zoning, I
something.
Think they could be more helpful.
Well, Kristen, it's always fun having you on. Mortgage Corporation. Great. How can they get a hold of you?
And what a resource.
Yes, 920-606-1156.
Beautiful.
And you have, almost 100 different programs, and you just need to ask the right questions, filter it out, and then get them to where
that's
they
exactly
belong.
That's exactly what we do.
That's awesome.
Not like the old days of just walking in, let's just get this done.
We need a lot more info than that.
Outstanding. Yeah.
Folks, thank you guys so much.
Check it out if you're looking for a loan
Yeah.
or to refinance. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. She will not steer you wrong. When we come back, Perry Apokolopos will be joining us.
She's in the house.
Yes.
All right. Back up. Thanks, guys.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
In the market for a home loan? It's time to meet Kristen Ambos, the top 1% of loan originators in the U.S. and the number one female loan officer in Wisconsin for 2 years running. With over 20 years experience, Kristen and Point Mortgage Corporation are here to serve all of your lending needs, from conventional to FHA, USDA, and VA loans. Plus, with their rate match guarantee, if they can't beat your pre-approved rate, they'll pay you $500. Call Kristen Ambos today at 920-606-1156 and let her and Point Mortgage make your homeownership dreams come true.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Great having Jeff Mitchell, president of the Green Bay Gamblers, talking Old Fashioned Fest. Tickets are available right now. That is going to be a huge sellout. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. When she leaves, I've always got about four more questions I want to ask, because she really gets to the bottom of things. And now, we've been having a great time having the NBC 26 Neighborhood Focus reporters joining us for the last couple of months. And we've got Perry Apostolokos.
What is that?
Did I pronounce that right, Perry?
Close.
Okay. What? Apostolokos.
How do you say it?
Apostolokos.
Apostolokos.
Okay. Yes, it's not as scary as it looks.
it's so that's, again, accent on
total
the wrong.
Greek. Right?
It is Greek. Yes, genetics. You can run, but you can't hide.
Full blooded?
Yes.
100%. Nice.
That's cool.
Good for you.
Thank you.
And where do you hail from?
I come from the suburbs of Chicago. That's where I grew up.
All right. And how did we get fortunate to get you up here?
Well, prior to this, I worked in West Lafayette, Indiana, also as a broadcast journalist.
Purdue?
Yes, Purdue University country. So, Big Ten college town. And yeah, when I was looking for my next step, Green Bay seemed like a great fit. And luckily, it worked out. I've been having a great time here. Hard to believe it's been the better part of a year already. Time flies.
And the way you structure NBC 26 is a little bit different than the anchor desk. And it's really where you have your own, almost your little, I don't call it a division, but your own area of expertise. And
Region.
And what is your region or area?
So the neighborhoods I cover are Howard, Suamico, Pulaski, Hobart, and the Oneida Nation.
Growing.
Yes, definitely.
Big time growing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's an exciting area.
That is an exciting area. And there's to make a community grow, it takes a lot of things, but they do have pretty good schools, infrastructure, quality housing.
Absolutely.
I bet you have fun with that. Tell me, what's your favorite part of that? I mean, we were talking about restaurants earlier in the show before you
definitely.
Were here.
Definitely. I do love trying new restaurants. Absolutely. My my family was in the restaurant business, so I'm always looking for new spots. But I really love seeing, especially in Pulaski and the Oneida Nation, just the ties to, you know, culture that they have there. Pulaski has such a tie to the Polish culture, and learning about the Oneida heritage is so interesting, especially since I'm so tied to my own. I love to learn about other ones as well.
Have you had to work on help solving the main crime in Pulaski that's been going on for years and they can't get to the bottom of? Have you asked her about that?
No, what is that?
She just, that's not her thing.
Oh, you didn't hear about that? Ask them. Talk to the police chief. Ask them if they've had any leads.
Okay. All right.
No, you're not talking.
I do.
It's been going on for years.
Yes.
It's basically who stole the Kishka. So ask the police if they have any leads on who stole the Kishka.
Okay, I definitely will write that story idea down.
Yeah, it's
there
good.
You go. Mm-hmm. Restaurants.
By the way, I got to ask you, what town did your family have a Greek restaurant?
So we don't have a Greek restaurant, actually, but my parents work in more of an American grill and pub. There's a couple locations. Right. I actually worked there as well growing up.
When I went to a Notre Dame football game, And then I had to fly out to Boston for a Packer game.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was with my sister, and she dropped me off at a Greek restaurant outside of Chicago.
Which one? What was it called?
That's what I mean. I can't think of the name of it.
They got the whole Greek town, which is awesome. Right off of Roosevelt on 294.
Well, this was right off of the highway.
It's right off the highway.
Yeah, it's right off the highway.
And they do that cheese with that. And then they
Saganaki, they light it up on fire.
And that is that's a fun place to take clients.
And I didn't eat. I was waiting for a cab there. I asked him, could I just sit and stand in the lobby?
Greek
town
is awesome.
And it smelled so remarkable.
Yeah. It does.
But I remember they had the two old caricatures, like two actors. It was Uncle Nick and somebody else. And it's like, 100%. Hey, I thought you were going to clear away the thing. I'm on it, Uncle Nick. I'm on it. Well, let's not waste any time. All right, come
Everyone's
on.
Everyone's got an Uncle Nick. Yeah.
I'll never forget that.
That we don't have. We could use that here.
I agree.
I mean, I'm sure we have good. I don't know any. But we don't have an authentic Greek restaurant like you guys do on Halsted.
I have had actually some gyro at the Green Bay Farmers Market.
At what?
At gyro.
You might know it as gyro.
Oh, gyro.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was going to send him a note, but that's all right.
Okay.
But that is good.
Yes, definitely.
Although somebody told me, who was in Greece not too long ago,
and they had a gyro, and it wasn't lamb. It was something else in Greece.
You can have a chicken gyro.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's the seasoning.
Yes. Yeah. The seasoning is definitely what it's all about in the toppings.
But lamb with... The lamb's great. And I just like the gyro. I love Greek food. But I'm talking about the whole ambiance of a Greek restaurant we don't have here. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I'm talking about. That stuff.
Do we? I mean, have you found any place?
I have not.
No?
Yeah.
Those can be fun.
With the lighting up of the cheese, definitely it's a spectacle.
It's like burnt cheese. It's really, really
well. Maybe
good.
That's
like
what I smelled really that night good. At the that place I was at. I was going insane. I was so hungry.
Oh. Yeah, if you saw it and you didn't know what it was, it might look like a fire hazard or something scary.
But... Did you grow up with that authentic food at home, or was that for more when you guys went out?
Oh, my grandparents absolutely cooked for us all the time. You know, yemistá and pastitsio and all kinds of really wonderful things that I'm so fortunate to have had, and I love it so much. I actually have some frozen in my freezer right now that my grandmother sent me home with not too long ago.
So the area that you cover, that whole Suamico, which is obviously growing, what are some of the things that you can share with us that you're working on? What are some of the big stories coming up in that neck of the woods?
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually just recently, last night, actually covered a program that is actually moving to NWTC, but full-time, but the Bayport students are going to have the opportunity again to become certified firefighters while in high school. So,
wow.
Yeah, I got to meet a couple of them last night, and it was really amazing. Yeah, to follow your dream at such a young age and get all that experience.
Let's be honest. You're a 17-year-old high school boy?
That wasn't on my list.
Yeah, no, but I mean, tell me the ladies aren't going to pay attention to you.
A little bit.
I've got to go to the fire station. You know what I mean?
They'll be on the calendar in a couple of
years. Exactly.
I would have shout out to the
that would be my yearbook picture. It would be with just the bibs and just like topless with the hat, maybe an axe.
That is what they do.
That would be my graduation picture.
Those Bayport kids are good kids. I work at a homeless shelter and they come and volunteer all the time and they're great. Love them.
I hope the people watching the stream enjoy the fact that you just posed for them, Mike.
You notice that? I don't mean to laugh. I just thought of something that somebody said to you the other night. They were serving food at the homeless shelter, and there weren't as many as normal of the homeless there. And did one of the young volunteers?
It wasn't Bayport. It was a different school. We have different economics in Green Bay. Would you agree to that? Right? There's some wealth over here, and there's
definitely
some poverty. Well, we served. My wife and I served on Memorial Day. On Labor Day, and it was our attendance was like 70 people. Usually we have like 130, and I'm like, God, there's not that many people. One of the kids from a richer suburb said, they're probably all up at their cottage. It's a homeless shelter.
It's like a Green Bay version.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time President Joe Biden visits Westby, Wisconsin. In the Southwest, we will cover it for you. Have your phone calls as well. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Host your private event at one of the most premier event spaces in downtown Green Bay. At Heights Pub and Parlor, we provide parties with an unforgettable experience by blending historic and modern elegance into one atmosphere. Enjoy our second-story parlor, where you'll experience superb service from a personal bartender and handcrafted meals by our kitchen. Plus, you can enjoy the third-story loft to relax and enjoy close company. Schedule your private event today, as 2024 events are filling out fast. Follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to find out how.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.